Lauren, thank you for getting us kicked off. Sherry, thank you for getting us kicked off. Loving the paycheck. And by the way, hey, if you're like, I had a big paycheck, nobody called my name. I said, hey, here's how you get on the action. Send Sherry O'Brien an email Friday morning, Friday at midday, before the call so she can call it out. Since you get paid by all these carriers, we don't have a great way of reporting it. But if you will take the time to add up your deposits by looking at your bank statement Monday through Friday and do that every Friday morning, hey, we'd be happy to crow about your paycheck every week. So we love it. We love the big ones. Love the ones with crooked numbers. Love first-time paychecks. Love sharing. It's inspiring. I'm inspired, fired up. Love it. For those who don't know, Joe Duke's been going through some crazy stuff family-wise. His dad is getting better. I know our prayers are out there with Joseph's dad, Ron. Just going through some stuff, but I know Joseph's had the flexibility to be flying up to see him in Seattle a lot over the last several weeks, and but you notice he's still out there working. You know, sometimes we get hit with junk, and sometimes they get hit with junk, and it seems to paralyze them. And, you know, you've got some people that get hit with junk, and they find a way to keep fighting. And I love that about Joseph because he's fighting still. And so, man, it's like you're going to get hit with junk, and I invite you to move past the paralysis. I invite you to wiggle your toe, wiggle your fingers, make some dials, and keep moving and doing the do because you will feel better. You do control things, and it can't be tough. So just, man, shout out to those that, you know, Joseph's one. I know everybody's got stuff going on at some point in their life, and you may have something big happening now, and if you're fighting through it, hey, man, awesome. Proud of you. Keep working, and good things will happen along the way. Okay, we've got so much happening, and I just realized I know we've got our contest winners for our July contest. I thought I'd have everything with me in front of me to read off the amounts, and I just realized I don't. So that's my bad on preparation. Worst case, we will be putting out that via an email blast probably here later today. I'll make sure that we have that set up. But I told people we'd have that announcement. So we do have the numbers. We do have everything. I just don't have it in front of me to read it off. But we'll get a blast out, Lauren, if we could. We'll get the blast out with the amounts here later today. But with that said, so much cool stuff's happening. You know, your paychecks, juniors over 5,000, Joseph's over 5,000, a lot of the 3,000 ones like John Lehman and Paul Epstein and Jeff and Alon and Jarrah running up at 2,000 and Crystal and Kimberly knocking on the door at 1,900. Just I'm love it. And I know we got more big paychecks going based on what I'm hearing. I mean, for those that don't know, there's a story behind Elena's big week. There's a crazy good story. And there's a famous person involved whose identity we're not going to reveal, but you just never know who's going to send in a lead, and you never know who you're going to get to meet or talk to. You know, it's like you just never know. I mean, I got a crazy photo from somebody, from an agent in the field who met a dude who's a real live alligator hunter that caught an alligator that ate a lady. And it's like they're sharing pictures, and I won't even describe the pictures. I'll just say the pictures are crazy. The story's crazy, too. But you just don't know. Katrina Gustin helped a person out as an NFL football player playing a cornerback for a famous NFL team. Are we going to say who it is? We're going to protect the identity. But there's some stories out there. I just love it. Our lead system allows us to meet some crazy, cool people. And it's fun, and I invite you to be part of that. But you know what? Let me tell you who the rock stars are. The rock stars are you on our team, and your story is the one that we really want to tell. And so we got three stories that are emerging. Now, these people are rookies, but their stories are emerging, and we are fired up about them. Andy put out the numbers for the August Dog Days of Summer contest, and we got three people stepping up as rookies who are in the top 33 rookies. And in case you're wondering what's the definition of a rookie is someone who wrote their first application on or after January 1st of 2017. So right now, if you wrote your first app anywhere from like today through going backwards all the way up to January 1st of 2017, then you're a rookie with us. So congratulations on being a rookie. And there's a special contest for rookies only. Now, what about veterans? Oh, we got a veteran contest too, but we're just talking about the three rookies that are on our team killing it right now. So we're going to bring up the first one here from what I saw, and these numbers are through issued business through Thursday the 9th. And so we got Mr. John Lehman out of Rogers, Arkansas, who's hanging in there. I believe he's on track for one of his best months. That's not his best month with us. And looking at 17th spot on that rookie contest so far. John, do we have your line open up, and are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, Mike. Go ahead.
Woo! All right, buddy. Well, good stuff. So I'm looking at this, and it looks like, if I'm reading the number right, that through the early part of August, it looks like we got you, as I said, sitting there at 17th place in the premium. Looking at it, looks like they've got you at $6,000, if I'm reading this right, of credit, and certainly in striking distance to move up higher and be catching, because really the difference between you and, like, fourth place was like $1,800. So you're just in a good shot to even be placed in the top five or top ten based on these results is what I want you to know. I don't know if you, how closely you've looked at that leaderboard. But, John, for the people listening, let's just, like, let people know real quick who you are, what you were doing before you got started with us, and, you know, a little bit about when you got started.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. By the way, thank you for always being there for me. Mike and Noel are just amazing to work with. I met them, I don't know when I met you, Mike, but it was, what, 2015 or 14?
It might have been 2015. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I came over from a company called Bankers Life. Bankers was a lot of people know about. They're a really good company for training, not that great for name brand notoriety, but it's a really good company. But anyway, I came over because I was kind of tired of being captive, and I wanted some more to offer people, more companies. So NAA presented that to me, and I really didn't get serious about it until June of last year, and really dug in and started getting serious. And but I love the Alliance. It's just a I was kind of a doubter when I came in. I was thinking, there's no way these people are making kind of paychecks. I got on the first conference call back in June when I got serious, and I was just kind of doubting it. And I thought, there's no way that they're bringing in $6,000 or $7,000 a week. And it is true, though. It really does happen. And so I went to my first convention or conference, and then I saw the people, and then I thought, okay, this is real. This is real. I'm in all the way. So I had to get teachable. I had to get disciplined, and I'm still working on that part, you know, just trying to get more disciplined and the four W's, dial times, and really buckling down on that. Like my wife, Cindy, she knows not to bother me when I'm dialing. She kind of walks by me. She kind of just looks at me and, you know, smiles, and I just smile at her. But sometimes I don't even look up. I just put my headphones on and put my head down and go, you know. And it's time to work. It's time to work. And then when I play hard too. I love to play, and I'm very easily distracted, so I have to watch that. So I just – when I work, though, I just have to turn off all the lights except for my desk light and just go for it. And that's starting to pay off.
Okay. Well, cool. Awesome. Okay. Well, tell you what. So, John, just to give some people some examples, do you know what your best month of issued premium has been with us so far since you've been writing since last summer around July?
I think it was May or April or May. It was about 12,000 and some change.
Okay. And so here you are at 6,000 through the 8th of the month or 9th of the month. What are you thinking you got a shot at for this month? What are you projecting based on what you know you submitted that's even already been issued in the last 8 days, plus more on what you've submitted? What are you thinking is a realistic of what you're aiming for?
Well, I know I can at least double that because I've got some policies that just got issued this week, and so that's going to help me get to at least double that. And then, man, I would love to hit SEAL Team. I just bought another $250 worth of leads about half an hour ago, and I bought $1,000 worth of leads last week, and I'm still working on those. So as soon as I get off this conference call, I'm going to be plowing back through dialing session again until about probably 4. Well, I'm on Central Time, so probably about 4 o'clock, and then I'll take a break and then dial some more tonight. And then I'm going to dial Saturday morning. I love Saturday mornings, man. It's like magic. You start about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and everybody's home. Everybody's home, and they answer their phone. It's beautiful. You can just book like, you know, Eric Belair. I heard him one day. He said he books his entire week on Saturday morning. So that's what I'm going for, because you catch people at home, and they're fresh and happy. It's Saturday. It's the weekend, you know. Easy going, they're laid back, not a care in the world. Just perfect time to dial.
All right. Well, good, man. So you're looking at going from 12,000 being your best month ever to already doubling that maybe halfway through the month here. So if we're going to get you double, you know, the 8,000 to, say, 16,000, what do you really – I mean, you thinking like you got your eye on what, 18,000, 20,000, 22,000? What are you thinking we're going to – when we're sitting here talking about August 31st as a wrap-up day, what do you project you're going to be at, John? How big are you thinking?
I'm thinking SEAL team realistically, but really what I've got my eye on is Paris. I want to get – I'm already – almost three-quarters of the way to get Paris. So I've got to get Paris before November 15th, because you know what happens after the, you know, Thanksgiving time. People kind of change their thought process a little bit, but a lot of traveling, it's kind of hard to nail people down. But
you're starting to create myths that are not true. Some of our agents have their best month in November and December. So first of all, maybe some other businesses that shut down, but I want to be clear. The agents that want to work in November and December are able to work. But if an agent needs an excuse not to work, there's seven holidays that they can point to not work. So God has created lots of holidays for people to use as excuses for not working. But for those who want to work, those holidays work because more people are home with their family and thinking about families. We've had agents hit their best months in November, December. So listen, but for you being able to chill, I think that's massive as far as being able to go out and have it done. Because here's the next thing, John. I don't know if it occurred to you, but if you get this thing wrapped up here soon, like even sooner than November, if you get Paris wrapped up by October, do you realize you could be thinking about a Swiss Christmas?
Yes, yes. And you know what? I love working, so I'm going to work right through the holidays. I guess I was trying to refer to just trying to find people at home and getting them on the phone, but I'm going to work. I'm going to be working all the way through the end of the year, through the last day of the year. So I'm not afraid of that. I'm just – I guess I just never – I didn't do it last year much in the holidays. I kind of threw in the towel around the middle of December. But this year I'm going to push it all the way through. So I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear it's not that hard.
We had several people make up like a third of the points they needed for the trip between Christmas and New Year's, or Thanksgiving and New Year's last year. So now I don't recommend waiting. I don't recommend waiting.
No.
But if you're like one of those agents that just got licensed, you're thinking, is there a shot? Oh, my gosh, there's a shot. There's more than a shot. If you want to, there's a shot. That's, man. And so I think that's a huge thing. And that's just massive. So that's big.
Something,
right,
something else that happened, Mike, was when I started doing this hotspot down here in Northwest Arkansas, we opened up the first hotspot in Arkansas. And all of a sudden I had to actually start being a leader, and I have to eat my own cooking, and I have to practice what I preach. And I started preaching the four W's, and I thought to myself, man, I'm a hypocrite. I've got to do what I can't say something without actually doing it. That's hypocrisy, and that's and it would be an integrity issue, right? So I thought, man, after my first hotspot, I've got to buckle down on these four W's and really focus on my dial times and actually get disciplined. And so that's really kind of forced me to be more, I guess, honest with myself, you know, and really do the do and listen into all the conference calls and Andy's calls and TWC and everything, and just really and do a lot of reading. So I used to listen to a lot of TV after about 9 o'clock at night. Now I just read because I don't want to waste my time. And then I turned my truck into a rolling, what do you call it? Like a motivational studio. When I'm running business, I listen to all the people I can listen to, like Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, Andy Albright, you know, just to get awesome. The right frame of mind. You know.
Awesome. All right. So talk to me about let's take back. So we kind of know where you're at for this month. We talked a little bit about leads. Talk about conference. So I remember you were all set to go to conference, but about 2 days before conference, you and I had a conversation, and you were like kind of having one of those moments where you were having second thoughts. And just kind of talk about how you were feeling at that point and some of the things you were thinking, and then, you know, what kind of helped you get focused and decide to go?
Well, I had some expenses come in, and just before conference, I had already bought my tickets and hotel and everything for conference, but I was thinking, man, if I go to conference, then I'm going to blow all this money. And I thought, and then I talked to you, Mike, man, I'm so glad I went, because it's kind of like getting around a campfire when you're camping on a cold day. You know, you got to get warmed up, and you got to get around people that that are successful at this. And so isolation for me is terrible. Arkansas, we don't have a lot of agents up here, and so we don't have hotspots. So I just started one and got my own little campfire going. But family reunion was beautiful, and came back from that just totally charged up, and makes a big difference. You know, just I'm glad I spent the money and went.
Awesome. Who's a person that helped you, or like what was something specific you took from that that kind of either got under your skin or got you thinking or changed something for you?
Well, it's got to be, I got to say, Andy Albright. He's just he's so motivational, inspirational, and he's real. And he's not only real, but he's real for God too. I thought, man, this guy loves God, and he wants to help people, and he's a servant leader, and that's what it's all about. But there's so many people that got up there and spoke. I love listening to all of them. But when Noel fell off the stage, it was like. Just a moment, and everybody grabbed hands and started praying for her, and I thought, man, this thing is so beautiful. You know, these people are, this is my family. It's my family right here. So it just galvanized me towards the Alliance and turned my switch on even more than it was turned on, but it was like on and off, had a flicker in it. But now I changed my breaker out.
There you go.
got a good breaker.
All right, so you came back. You did a power move that you were telling me about with $1,000 with leads, and you said you had a big commission week, had $3,200, and you dropped some more money into leads. So, and talk to me about schedule a little bit, and like you were chatting me with a little bit about just your activity and schedule, and combined with the lead investment, what that's doing to the number of appointments per week and your overall productivity. Can you share a little bit more on that?
Yes, and it's really more than that. It's about getting your mind right. You know, a lot of my dial sessions, if you go into it with a negative, you know, you go in negative at all, any negativity at all, you got to get rid of it and just blot it out, push it out, do something. I mean, if you got, you can't go into your dial session being negative. And, I mean, even if it's just a tinge of it. So I've tried to really focus on getting my mind right by listening to Les Brown. I love that guy. I never heard of him before family reunion. So I think Les Brown, Cindy and I both listen to him just about every other morning or so. And so I don't know if I'm answering your question, but just leads is like, well, Mike told me one time, you told me, Mike, that it's like putting gasoline in your car or truck. You know, if you don't have any gas, you can't go anywhere. And I would get so frustrated because like the first two or three power moves that I did, I would just get to the end of them. And, you know, I'd already made my $1,000 back, but I didn't reinvest it, didn't pay it off. I mean, I paid it off, but I didn't. What you should do is as soon as you get the $1,000, pay it off, get some more leads, you know. And so that's what I'm trying to do now is turn around and pay it off. Don't wait to finance the thing. Just pay the thing off and get some more leads. And just keep your gas tank full instead of, like, almost running on empty all the time, you know, because that's scary when you get down to empty and you're on the interstate. You know what I'm talking about? So
I know what you're talking
about. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's humbling when you run out of gas on a hot day and you got to walk down the freeway. and then hope there's a gas station, and then you got to buy a can of gas because you probably didn't have an empty can in your car. And you're like, oh, I got it. It's like, I know. I've done there. I've done that with gas. I got like 3 gas cans I bought because I'd run out of gas because I thought I was smart enough. I thought I was smarter than my gas gauge, you know?
Yeah, and you know when you know you only have 2 or 3 leads to call and dial. I mean, that's beautiful, but it's so much nicer when you have 200 or 300 leads to call, and you've got all kind of gas in your tank, and I just get so excited and motivated. It's nice watching your bank account grow and not having to worry about the bills. You know, the bills just come out, and who cares? You know that. So my wife and I decided it cost us about $6,000 a month just to live, and so I know I've got to make at least that. But if I can double or triple that every month, then and that's not including her income. So that's like, you know what, how many policies I've got to write to that's not that bad, really. $6,000 a month. That's only
about 12 policies.
About 12 policies. That's only 3 a week, 3 or 4 a week. And I'm shooting for more like 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 a week if I can get them.
And I think, you know, like that kind of goes back to, you know, Andy's been talking about. It's like, if you fall victim to small thinking, like it doesn't take much to cover your bills. Although now, if you're here and you're brand new and you're just getting started, you're learning stuff. You're like, Mike, I'm just trying to make enough to cover my bills. And I get that because I was there when I started. And we all go through that. You're trying to make enough just to get, you know, to get to a point where you feel like the machine is moving and it's on and things are happening. But you know what? Once you start to get to that point, it can be easy to be lulled into a level of accepting mediocrity and not realizing how good you can have it. And so
bingo.
I know that you're thinking bigger because you've shown what you can do. And so now I think you're just starting to see it. You know, I love the fact that you're looking at that leaderboard because, man, there's nothing holding you back from being at the top of that rookie leaderboard and even breaking into the top 33 of the veterans. You belong.
Yeah, and you can. I think I've kind of tricked myself into that by doing a hotspot because the hotspot, I knew it was going to happen too, by the way. I knew if I start a hotspot, I'm going to trick myself into being a leader. And I love being a leader. I've always been a leader anywhere I've ever been. And it just forced me to abandon hypocrisy and go for it and just do the do and be real. And
I love that.
All.
Abandon hypocrisy. I love that, man. Because you've got to show some numbers every week when you're starting the hot spot. When it's you and one guest or you and two guests, it's like, well, you are the show. You've got to bring it every week. You can't count on anybody else for a while.
Yeah, and last night I had 7 people. I had 7 beautiful people at the meeting, and I've got an agent that brought 2 people. And so it's starting to grow, and it's starting to get exciting, and it's starting to kind of feed on itself. And there's blood in the water, man. Blood in the water.
That's
we got to get this like a bunch of sharks.
Hey, like Richard Pryor said, if you set yourself on fire, people come running for miles to watch you burn.
That is hilarious. I love it.
So
I'm going to write that one down.
On... All right, John, buddy, I'm proud of you. I'm fired up for what you're doing. And I know, I forget if it's me or Noel, but one of us can be headed your direction. We got a little contest between your team and Rachel's team to see who can issue the most premium. Determines where we're going to have a special hotspot for y'all coming up here in early September. So fired up to you guys. That's awesome. Okay. Well, hey, next big thing we got is Rachel Burke speaking of Springfield and competing with John. Rachel, do we have you online? Is your line open?
Hey, Mike, I'm here.
Awesome, girl. All right. So, Rachel, hey, again, in our keeping with rookies that are showing well in Andy's rookie contest, you are up there at number 5 with about 7,000-some premiums sitting there issued through the 9th of the month. Excited to see that. You're out of Springfield. Just tell people real quick a little bit about what you were doing before you found the Alliance and maybe what your best month has been so far in the Alliance.
Well, hi, guys. I'm Rachel Burke out of Springfield, Missouri, hired by Nick Secord, and I am very blessed to be a part of this team. I used to be a full-time English teacher teaching middle schoolers, And right when I started with the Alliance, I was a full-time substitute teacher for the first 2 months. My best month has been about $16,000 in life premium. And then my best month for just earning money was last December with annuities, and I earned $30,000. But my best life premium month was about $16,000.
That's awesome. Okay. So $16,000 of issued life premium was your best month for life premium. So what are you thinking you're going to hit this month?
Realistically, my goal is $30,000, $25,000 to $30,000.
Well, $30,000, I love the sound of it. That's like doubling your best month. $16,000 to $30,000, almost a double. That was huge. Oh my gosh. Okay. So issuing $30,000, I got chills just thinking about it. All right. So talk to me a little bit about that. What's gotten under your skin to push you a little bit more into this month?
Well, going to family reunion was huge. I kind of had an experience like John right before. You know, I was kind of like, you know, maybe a little wishy-washy, but the commitment was there. I had already bought my ticket. You know, I knew I was going. And I'm so glad I went. It was definitely what I needed to recharge me and to give me new focus and new goals. And really what helped me the most, honestly, was a couple of things. One, I loved seeing Paul Epstein talk, him and Val, talk about all the great things that they get to do with their family. And for some reason, there was a picture of Paul sitting in a boat with his son, and it really kind of got me emotional thinking about the opportunities that we can have for our kids, for Noah and our other little boy that's coming. And that was a special moment for me, and Paul probably doesn't know that till now. And another moment, just the Goats singing the song of that, I'm Going to Be Free. I think about that song a lot. I've been thinking about it probably every day, that not I want to be, not I could be, not I may be, but I'm going to be. And just having that determination of knowing this is possible and it's all up to me.
That's big. I'll tell you what, that's massive. Whew, that's big stuff, man. Freedom, that ain't a small dream. That's a big one. Getting your mind right. All right, so you were kind of off to a start. Now, when did it hit you, or how did it hit you, where you were sitting at on this rookie contest?
Well, I knew going into the month I was going to have about 6,000 of premium issued within the first week. But when it hit me was Wednesday with the TWC call. I guess I didn't realize I was going to be in the top five. I knew I would be in the top 33, I was assuming, but I didn't know I was going to be in the top five. And I actually was kind of acting like a crazy woman and jumping up and down in my living room and screaming, and my mom thought I was having a spell of some sort. So it was quite interesting.
We need more spells like that.
Yes.
All right. So now tell me, so you saw that, and talk to me a little bit about what you did on Wednesday after you realized that, and how just thinking about where you could be kind of changed and changed your actions more on Thursday, you know, Wednesday and Thursday.
So basically, I mean, I had been thinking about going back to an area that is about 2 hours from my house, and I had a customer I wanted to go back and see who had gotten declined, and I'd just been putting it off, and had leads there and everything, and I looked at the leads pretty much every week, like, I should go back to this area, but I don't want to. And so instantly, as soon as I saw where I was at, I was like, I didn't even hesitate. I instantly said, okay, I need to call lead performance team right now. I need to put in my request. I'm going to call Mike and tell him so I can get my leads right now. Go ahead and make the calls right now and set up the appointments. And that afternoon, I hit it pretty hard, and I ended up yesterday. I wrote $4,000 of premium just yesterday alone, and this week I've written about $6,500 of premium.
So that's cool. So I mean, and I think that's just huge, because like you could have been there, like, well, I got to go out and meet this one client. I'll just make a quick trip out there and turn around and come back. You know,
mm-hmm.
and like that's what we'd call like kind of, you know, that's good. You know, a lot of people say, hey, good job taking care of your client. You got, hey, you got the client, you got a new policy. Good job going for the extra effort. And you could pat yourself on the back, say I'm doing the right thing. But, you know, it's just amazing how you had a total twist in your thinking to say, you know what, why am I going out there for just him? I'm a top producer. If I'm going to go 2 hours, I need to be doing way more. And so because of that, you ran it right in 4,000 yesterday. And I just think that's massive. Like, just, you know, again, choosing to step up the lead investment and pour more on and think bigger, as opposed to sitting there in mediocrity. So, you know, it's like abandoning mediocrity. It's important. We've got to find more ways to do that. What's holding you back? For someone that's listening here, is mediocrity holding you back? Right? And if so, well, what can you do to help abandon it? Are you aware it's crept in? Did it occur to you that you could be part of the top 33 rookies? Did it occur to you that you could be one of the top 33 veterans? Did it occur to you that you could be working on the recruiting side? Did it occur to you that you deserve to have a good staff person, and you, and how much having a good staff person could help you double your income? Did it occur to you, you know, for anybody that's listening, that having a staff person and investing in recruiting and building a team could help you double or triple your income and give you more freedom and time? That's the kind of stuff we, like, who wants to? It's like, Noelle and I want to. I was wondering, why do we want to? And then I was looking at my last name, and it's right in my name. Want-to-wit. I never noticed that till yesterday. I said, that's why I want to. It's in my name. So if you're having trouble, we could share our name with you. We could rename you, adopt you as a child. You can have my last name if it helps you want to. Or you could just order more leads and make more dials. Both are good, Rachel.
That's right.
So you stepped that up. What else, Rachel, what other things, what else has helped you come out of conference to kind of step things up and change your thinking and get you pushing to compete at a higher level?
Just knowing that my potential is so much higher than what I have been allowing myself to accept. I have been accepting that it's okay to have weeks of only 10 appointments, and it's not. You know, if somebody is willing to go out for just a job and work 60 hours or 40 hours a week, you know, then I need to examine, what am I putting into my business? It should be more effort than what I did before as a teacher. And before, I was the teacher that would go above and beyond and be willing to spend more time. And, you know, I had let myself get to that mediocrity place where I was okay with just ho-hum results. And so, I mean, the very first week back from conference, I booked 20 appointments that week, and pretty much every week since, I've had 20, 21, 19, 22, you know, just in that range every week. And I've had been focusing on referrals a lot more, and just talking to people. And I've had people that I didn't even know recently that I've been booking appointments with this week. Monday, I started off the week. At the end of last week, I met this guy that my mother-in-law just started working for, but it was she lives right down the road from my mom, and I was like, you know, I'd just kind of like to go meet this family. I knew it was an older couple, and just wanted to kind of see who she worked for. I went over there in just a short, some T-shirt, and not really planning on just saying hi, and ended up getting an appointment with them. And so I started off this week with a really good appointment with them and wrote like $1,800 of premium from that family and got referrals from them. and I did not know them at all. Another appointment that I just scheduled, I was at the gas station, and I met the person who owns the trash company that I use. And I just got there, you know, talking to him and all, and he was like, well, hey, I need life insurance. I'm like, great. So I have an appointment with him. So I've just been meeting people and just like Eric Belair says, and just tell people who you are and what you do.
There you go. Tell them who you are, what you do, and how you can help them. Three things he said. And so you get bold on that. So here's what I heard. So one, you've committed to booking 20 appointments a week. Now, had you ever booked 20 appointments in a week before, Rachel?
No, my most had been about 15.
So that was a huge thing, just committing to 20 and doing it. Committing to referrals and practicing it. So now referrals, before you started really pursuing them, was it scary? Were you scared?
Yes. Yes.
So what did you do to get unscared?
Just, you know, what I knew I needed to be doing all along, which was calling my referrals while I'm calling my leads. And it's not a big deal. You know, you just have your stack of leads. You've got your referrals right there. You just mix them in. And, you know, I don't know. It's easier. It is crazy how much easier it is to book with referrals than it is leads, because you have, you know, I take notes when I talk to people, and so I'm like, oh, well, you know, I heard that they call you Little John. Well, how'd that nickname come about? You instantly have rapport with them. It's just so different. But, yeah, I mean, I feel so much more confident now about just talking to just whoever.
That's awesome. All right, so action curing fear. Booking 20 appointments a week, jumping into referrals, I love it. Rachel, hey, I'm so fired up for you, and I'm cheering for you, and I'm cheering for John in this contest. I don't care where we end up holding this meeting. I know the two of you are competing in your teams and premium and whatnot, but, hey, man, rock and roll. Let's keep going here. Thank you for taking some time to share with us.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Coming in at number two on Andy's rookie contest, you might have heard her name because she's been all over Andy's top 33 over the few months, just gotten started selling on back on March 1st, but I believe we've got Jera Gonzalez on the line. Jera, are you with us?
I am here. Can you hear me, Mike?
I sure can. Hey, thank you for taking time to be here.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. So sitting there, and I forgot what the leaderboard said. I got to go back and look at it, but I know that you're sitting there with some healthy premium for the ninth of the month.
So right now I'm number two in the rookie contest. And I think it's at about, yes.
And they had,
I think it's at about 10,600, something like that.
Okay. All right, so 10,600. So now what's your best month of issued premium been so far?
So back in May was my best month so far, and I issued about 20,800 in the month of May.
Okay, so that was your best month. So you started March, April, May. So your third month, you issued 20,000. Now, what are you projecting? What are you speaking? What are you claiming you're going to do here in the month of August?
So for the month of August, I am claiming that I'm going to finish out with 30,000 issued paid.
All right, that's awesome. 30,000 issued for the month. That's a 50% increase over
your
best month. That's massive. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like, holy cow, I love it. Okay, so what are the things, like, what are some things that have happened? Oh, I know. You shared with me one more thing that's kind of a first that's also helping add to your total this month. What else is going on this month from a personal production standpoint?
So I actually ran business the week before in El Paso, Texas, and it was actually my best week of business submitted ever. And I made one change just to my schedule, just after trying to learn and better my conversions as far as booking appointments and doing as much as I can, listening to, you know, Junior's dial sessions, some of Brandt's dial sessions, Paul Menachino's, And basically what I did is I was spacing out my appointments like every 2 hours, which there's only so many hours in the day. I wasn't able to book as many appointments as I could have. So after listening to some of their recommendations and what they do, I basically figured out a way to book my appointments an hour and 15 minutes apart, but actually telling the clients I'll be there in between 8 and 9, for example. So giving them an hour window, because before I had heard some of the top producers talk about they're booking their appointments an hour apart, and to me that just seemed so unrealistic because I'm usually in a home, you know, about an hour and a half for each home. But once I made that just simple realization of that simple scheduling thing, I was able to book 24 appointments in 1 week when I was running in El Paso, and I submitted 16,579 Imprium in 1 week. And I was just like, holy moly, like I didn't even know what just happened.
Yeah,
whew,
that's big.
It was crazy. And just by that one little scheduling change, you know, I proved to myself that I could do it. And then after you do that, it's like, okay, how can I do that every week? Or how can I be more consistent with doing that? And so it was just, it was a huge win for me. So that was awesome.
That is, hey, Neil, that's exciting. All right, so you had your $16,000 submit week, which is your best week ever by, again, making a change. So now, talk to me about the impact of being at our family reunion conference in July and something you took from that. Because this is your first big conference being there as an agent. I know you came out back at our national conference in January, but you weren't licensed yet. You're just still kind of figuring out, is this real or not? But now here you are coming in as an agent. You'd had, you know, March, April, May, June. You had 3.5 months of writing business, or 4.5 months of writing business under your belt. When you got there, what hit you, or what were you able to put to work, or what kind of impact did that have on your business?
I'm just so grateful for the opportunity that the live event provide as far as the association goes. You know, the weekly conference calls are amazing, but whenever you're able to physically associate with some of these top producers, with our alliance family, it's truly just humbling. Like John was talking earlier about how, you know, when Noel fell off the stage and immediately the entire room just broke into prayer, you know. I mean, it's just like having that association. And I was just super inspired, especially by Brant Sundell. You know, he's done a lot of really great things for this company. He's just a super humble guy. And the fact that he stepped up and won the contest in the top three for the production side and the recruiting side, that was a huge eye-opener and inspiration to me, because I've pretty much just focused on the production side, and I've, you know, learned a lot, and he just inspired me to really step it up as far as doing both. And another thing that inspired me was that in Andy's top 33 in the 212 contest, I was there for a while in the top 33. But after everything became issued, and by the time it was all said and done, I'm pretty sure that I ended up number 34, which that didn't count. So that was a hard burn. And so I was like, I think I probably just was a little too lax with it, you know, and so that motivated me to say, I don't ever want to be on the back of the pack again. I want to be on the front of the pack, which is why, you know, my goal is to finish number one in August for the rookie producer contest. So that, you know, sometimes when you have those burn moments, it motivates you to push forward. So,
yeah. Hey, you know, some people choose to get better. Some choose to get bitter. So I love that you might have felt some bitterness, but you chose to spit it out and get moving. And what's cool is, hey, you know, again, you're sitting at number 10 in the veteran contest. So I love that. And I guess from our team on the veteran contest, you've got a shot to keep moving up there. And just for those that haven't looked or haven't seen it, it's on the NAA band link. I'm just looking to see. We got Junior Korea sitting there at number 13. You're sitting there at number 10. We got, let's see, who else just from the team to call out there? In fact, you're ahead of Brant Swindell so far for the month on the veteran. Someone you're looking up to. I think that's kind of cool. We got who else is popping in there. Rachel Burke is coming in at 28 as a rookie in the veteran contest. That's exciting. So we got a number of folks that are making some moves there. So, Jerry, I love that. So I think earlier you and I were chatting. You were talking about how leads, you know, a common theme because we heard about John talking about leads. We heard about Rachel's impact, leads on her business. Talk to me a little bit about some changes you made in your lead investment coming out of conference.
So when I went to family reunion, I made it a point to meet with Clay Mertes in person because I showed up to the family reunion early, and so I scheduled my appointment with him in person just to go over my lead strategy and see what I can do. And so we made some changes to my GMR, and he was supposed to increase my budget. My weekly budget was set at $300 a week. And he was supposed to increase it by $100 to $400 a week. Well, what ended up happening, and he didn't do it on purpose, but he put it through at $500 a week, and which, you know, there was a bit that I was like, man, this is really going to be a little bit tight for me. I need to call him and have him bring it back down. But then I thought, you know, instead of dropping back down to my comfort level, what if I just leave it as is and I rise up to a higher level at that lead budget? So that's what I did. I left it as and then I had a record week. So that worked out.
All right. So you know what? They say sometimes luck is involved in investing and luck is involved in business. And you know what? I said, isn't it lucky that there was a dumb mistake like that, that somebody screwed up and put you in that position? Because I know some people would see that and say, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Well, you chose to book more appointments and create more premium and create more cash flow. And like, ain't no big deal. This feels pretty good. It's like you accidentally fell into a better situation that some would choose to be scared of. So I think that's cool. It takes a little bit of faith. Or sometimes we just say, just get them to the edge of the pool and we'll push them in.
I don't know. Maybe it was on purpose. Who knows? But it worked out. And in fact, Joseph Dukes came to our hotspot in Albuquerque last night and he brought to my attention where I'm at with my Paris points. And I am almost qualified for Paris, which is super exciting. I think I'm at about 103,000 points right now for Paris.
That's
super exciting.
That is super exciting. All right, man, there's so much that I want to ask more of you, more of Rachel, more of John. And I know we got some rookies that are here on the call listening. We got some veterans on the call. We got some people probably not with our company yet just listening to say, how do y'all roll? How does this work? What does this look like? And I just love the example y'all are setting from associating and working and participating and learning and growing. And neither one of these three is perfect. Neither one of them has arrived. They've all got mistakes. They've all got stuff they're dealing with. But fired up for each of you guys. Thank you for setting the pace. Can't wait to celebrate what you achieve through the end of this month. And let's rock and roll, man. You guys, take care. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, John. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you to our staff for pulling us together. Appreciate y'all. Awesome, guys. Rock on.
Thanks, Mike.